This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This broadcast is coming to you from our studios here, our makeshift studios, temporary studios, where we have moved to since the storm. We've had to leave New Orleans for Katrina, and we're relocating radio missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, to the Baton Rouge area. And we're in a temporary home now, temporary shelter, so to speak, here at my home where we have our studios set up. And we were operating out of a shoebox, but we're not complaining one bit because the Lord has been supplying all of our needs. Folks write me, call me, ask, how you doing, Trailblazer? How's the work? The work's coming great. The work is coming great. And the Lord is still on the throne, giving us grace to be true to the souls of men. We're looking at this study, as we have been now in Revelations. You know about it already. And we're coming down now. We saw in our last two or three studies, the judgment, the great white throne judgment. And I can hardly bear to leave that subject because my heart is grieved over you who are not saved. You think that I'm just being foolish? No, I'm concerned about you, my friend. Are you saved? Are you trusting the Lord? I don't want to hear about, well, I speak in tongues and I pray through and I don't want to hear that. Are you trusting the Lord? I don't want to hear, well, I joined the church when I was 7 years old. The Sunday school teacher led us to Jesus. I don't want to hear that. I'm asking you, are you saved? If your eyes should close in death, would you go to be with the Lord? Are you sure? Oh, my friends, we need to be sure, don't we? The old Trailblazer loves you folks. Oh, Trailblazer loves folks. The Lord gave me a love, a compassion. I believe a pastor that doesn't have a love and a compassion for folks ought to get out of the pulpit and go to digging taters for a living. I don't even know if he'd make a good tater digger or not. But, oh, my friend, I just wish you folks who are not saved would turn to the Lord. But as I said, we got through that study on the great white throne judgment, and now we've reached the end of time. In the beginning of eternity, and we come now to the new order. Oh, the new order. Slowly, we have brought you through the book of Revelation. We gave you the history of the church in the first three chapters. Then brought you through the study of the tribulation period to the thousand-year reign of Christ upon this earth. We showed you the final doom of Satan and the wicked dead. And we are coming now to see how God is going to remove every trace of vestige of sin and its curse by the destruction of this earth and the creation of a new heaven and a new earth. Behold, he maketh all things new. You will notice in the last two chapters of Revelation that there are several new things mentioned in their order of those things. There is a new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, and then there are the new inhabitants of the new city. I believe this is going to whet your appetite, folks. Oh, listen, with your Bibles in hand now, if you're able, you truck driver, don't do that. Don't do that. You keep your eyes on the road and keep them between them white lines. But listen, rest of you, with your Bibles in hand, let's read the first 8 verses of the 21st chapter. Let's read. Now, if you got your Bible, read it with me. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, listen now, I never like to read these verses. This verse, I never like to read it. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Did you get that? Did you get that? That describes the lost individual. Fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, all of those things fit right there. Immediately after the great white throne judgment is over, in which the wicked dead have been judged and cast into the lake of fire, John said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Don't you know that was a great scene? A new heaven and a new earth reveals that this passage deals with a new creation. Before there can be a new heaven and a new earth, the first heaven and the first earth must pass away. That's exactly what John said here. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away. In Revelation 20:11, John said the earth and the heavens fled away. In Matthew 24:35 said, the Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah 65:17 says, for behold, I create new heaven and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. And then again in Isaiah 66:22 he says, for as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. You hear that promise? For as the new heavens and the new earth which I shall make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. The Apostle Peter tells us how this world will be destroyed before he creates a new heaven and a new earth. Let me clarify this statement before we go any further. The heaven he's talking about here is the atmospheric heaven, and the earth he's speaking of is the planet on which we live. Now let's turn to 2 Peter 3:7. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now, let me give you a literal reading of the 7th verse of 2 Peter chapter 3. But the present heavens and the earth are held in check by the same word which are held in check, are by the same word stored, with fire and reserved until the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly. Here Peter says the earth is stored with fire. This we know to be true. And that being the case, then this earth is one giant bomb. This earth is a holy hollow ball which has an outer crust filled with molten liquid seething and boiling in the heart of the earth. This outer crust varies in thickness. In some places it's thinner than others. This is the result of earthquakes and volcanoes. But listen, this is nothing more or less than the earth belching forth liquid lava from its center. The Word of God says that this earth is stored with fire, reserved by the Lord God of heaven, waiting the day of judgment and perdition of unholy men. Now, by His power, listen, man by his power cannot destroy this earth, regardless of what type of bomb he may be able to make, because God is reserving this earth for a given moment when he himself will destroy it. When that day comes, this old world will be destroyed by fire. Do you know that the astronomers tell us that during the past few hundred years, dozens of worlds have burned out before the very eyes of scientists as they have beheld them through their telescopes? They tell us that worlds that once traveled through the heaven suddenly exploded and disappeared. And my friends, all over this earth are volcanoes streaming forth their molten liquid, which reminds us that inside of this globe is a sea of fire. Many have wondered, and no doubt have been made to wonder, why this old world has not blown up before. Now, let me say again. Listen to God's word. But the heaven and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store. This old earth is kept in store by the sheer word of God. And when God gets ready to destroy it, the only thing he will have to do is open up the crust and let the mighty sea and oceans drain their contents into the heart of the earth. And there will come such an explosion that will blast this earth into non-existence. This is exactly what the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 3:10. Listen, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens, atmospheric heavens there, shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the day of the coming of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, my beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found in him, peace without a spot, found in him without spot and blameless. Peter here is not fanatical when he says that the heavens and the earth shall pass away. No, he's thoroughly scientific. Did you ever stop to think that the atmospheric heaven above us is a storehouse of fire, ready to explode at God's command? The atmosphere is composed of gases, including oxygen and hydrogen. Hydrogen is highly explosive in the presence of oxygen. And when you have the proper condition, and God can bring that to pass, you will have an explosion which will rock the universe. When God empties the oceans into the heart of the earth, there will be brought about that combination of gases which produce an explosion that will blast this earth into non-existence. You raise the objection. Listen, you raise the objection that matter cannot be destroyed. My friend, take into account the fact that God made matter. Therefore, he can destroy it. Matter is not eternal. Oh, I know folks won't have the gospel. I know that. I've known it for a long time because I see so much of it, folks. Folks, just somehow or another, like I said in a previous study, there's some sort of an imagination. Well, I'll be all right. God won't send me to hell. God is too good. God so loved. Yes, he did. All of those things are true. But my friend, there comes a day. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And after that, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. That's the unsaved dead. We'll stand there, my friend, before that great white throne that we spoke of. But now we're looking at, we're going to see the new heavens and the new earth. Oh, that's going to be great. I'm looking forward to the next study. We'll get into the creation of a new heaven and a new earth in our homes over there. Go there and read John chapter 14, if you will, in our next study, before our next study. He says, if I go away, I will come again. And if I go away, I'm going away to make a place. I'm just paraphrasing, of course. If I go away, I'm going to build a place for you. Yeah. And then we're going to see, John says, I saw a new city coming down from heaven. The streets of gold, my friend. Gold won't mean a thing to nobody. It'll just be beautiful, that's all. Someone said if a lost soul went to heaven in the streets of gold, he'd have a wheelbarrow and a pickaxe out there trying to pick it up and take it down to the pawn shop. But, my friend, I wish I could sit down by your side and drink a cup of coffee with you. But would you remember my address? It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Write me, call me, would you? Goodbye, and God bless you.